Until today, Turkey's prime minister took a step toward allowing U.S. troops to attack Iraq from Turkey. He said that he'll give U.S. military officials permission to inspect possible staging sites. Turkish officials want to protect their country's interest in the event of war, and Washington is trying to persuade that important NATO ally that removing Saddam Hussein's regime is in Turkey's interest. NPR's Guy Raz reports from the Turkish capital, Ankara.
When it comes to dealing with the United States, power politics is a phrase widely uttered inside the governmental corridors of Ankara. One hears it all the time. And what it is, essentially, is an idea that will allow Turkey to lessen the economic and political fallout from an Iraq war, and maybe, just maybe, pick up a few things along the way.
If the Americans are coming into northern Iraq, then we'll have to make some arrangements.
That's Seyfi Taşan, director of the semi-official think tank, the Turkish Foreign Policy Institute. Power politics, according to Taşan, assumes that Turkey will have to cooperate with the U.S. on the Iraq issue, despite massive public opposition here to Turkey's participation. But a war in Turkey's backyard will be hard to ignore. And so, says political scientist Hasan Ünal, Turkey's options are very limited indeed.
Unless Turkey cooperates with the United States in a big way, Turkey could not protect its interests in Iraq.
And what exactly are those interests? Ünal explains.
One is the territorial integrity of Iraq. Iraq's territorial integrity will have to be maintained. Iraq should not be reconstructed on an ethnic basis. And there is the Turkoman element within Iraq. They are the Turks of Iraq, in a sense. And we have legal rights about the well-being of these people. And the third thing is that Turkey has legal rights over the Iraqi oil.
Turkey's chief nightmare, in a word, is Kurdistan. The area in northern Iraq already operates as a semi-independent state, governed by two different Kurdish political parties. Turkey worries if Kurds in northern Iraq are granted either official independence or even political autonomy, it could lead to instability among Turkey's own Kurds. Ankara also wants to ensure the safety and political clout of some 1 million ethnic Turks, or Turkmen, living in northern Iraq. Turkish officials are worried that Turkmen will be shut out of the process of rebuilding a democratic Iraq. And when it comes to oil, Turkish leaders say they're owed Iraqi oil revenues from a treaty drawn up in 1926, after the fall of the Ottoman Empire. Again, political scientist Hasan Ünal.
I'm not suggesting that Turkey should go and press the Iraqi people to pay this and that amount to Turkey immediately, but some sort of indemnification might well be achieved.
Turkish officials also want security guarantees. Öner Öman is Turkey's former ambassador to NATO and now a leading member of the Parliamentary Committee on Foreign Relations.
We should be sure we are well protected. In Turkey, our population and our troops are well protected against a possible chemical or biological weapons attack.
Furthermore, says Öman, Turkey will have to be compensated for any economic losses it incurs because of an Iraq war. Since the last Gulf War, it's estimated that Turkey has lost more than $35 billion in trade revenue with Iraq.
We have not forgotten the experiences of the Gulf War. To what extent the international community will be prepared to compensate fully the damages occurred by Turkey. In case of war, it will not be a war started by Turkey. Then the bill should not be paid by Turkey, as was the case during the Gulf War.
Umit Uzdag, chairman of the Eurasian Center for Strategic Studies, suggests that Washington could sweeten any deal with debt relief.
This operation is going to hit the Turkish economy. So what can the United States do? What they did in Pakistan, they just canceled $20 billion of debts of Pakistan. They can do the same for the Turks as well.
According to senior government officials in Ankara, Washington has brought up this possibility and presented a tentative economic aid package worth around $14 billion. For its part, Washington is insisting that Turkey will be better off once Iraq is democratized. A senior diplomatic official said, quote, if Turkey wants better trade routes, a Muslim democracy as a neighbor, and the Kurds under Baghdad's control, then it's very much in Turkey's interests to see the ouster of the current regime in Iraq. Another senior diplomat in Ankara added, we're asking a very new government to make some very important political decisions, and obviously we want them to make the right decision. Guy Raz, NPR News, Ankara.